outflows driven by direct and reprocessed radiation pressure in massive star clusters, by Chaim H. Menon et al. We use three-dimensional radiation hydrodynamic (RHD) simulations to study the formation of massive star clusters under the combined effects of direct ultraviolet (UV) and dust reprocessed infrared (IR) radiation pressure. We explore a broad range of mass surface density sigma approximately 10 to the power of 2 minus 10 to the power of 5 m Sun PC2, spanning values typical of weakly star-forming galaxies to extreme systems such as clouds forming super star clusters, where radiation pressure is expected to be the dominant feedback mechanism. We find that star formation can only be regulated by radiation pressure for sigma is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 3 m Sun PC2, but that clouds with sigma is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 5 m Sun PC2 become super Eddington once high star formation efficiencies, approximately 80%, are reached, and therefore launch the remaining gas in a steady outflow. These outflows achieve mass-weighted radial velocities of approximately 15 to 30 km s1, which is approximately 0.5 to 2.0 times the cloud escape speed. This suggests that radiation pressure is a strong candidate to explain recently observed molecular outflows found in young superstar clusters in nearby starburst galaxies. We quantify the relative importance of UV and IR radiation pressure in different regimes, and deduce that both are equally important for sigma approximately 10 to the power of 3 m Sun PC2, whereas clouds with higher, lower density are increasingly dominated by the IR UV component. Comparison with control runs without either the UV or IR bands suggests that the outflows are primarily driven by the impulse provided by the UV component, while IR radiation has the effect of rendering a larger fraction of gas super Eddington, and thereby increasing the outflow mass flux by a factor of approximately 2. This was Outflows Driven by Direct and Reprocessed Radiation Pressure in Massive Star Clusters, by Chaim H. Menon et al.